I want to thank Ramesh Uri for hosting us and also the inspiration he gave me this morning. It's just that, you know, he's giving such, you know, b'shefa, so Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, responds kefil kiflayim with shefa of, you know, gezunt and parnosa and nachas and chol tov.
Amen.
I hope, you know, so far my weekend here in Scottsdale area has been an inspiration to me. I hope we could all stay in touch. You know, this maimer, as well as all the other maimerim I gave, B'yamos HaChol, have been recorded and are available on my website, evenshesia.com, evenshesia.com. And there's plenty of shiurim there, and you could join our mailing list. You'll be alerted whenever new shiurim are posted. So today we read the Teichacha, and the Teichacha appears in two places. You know, in this week's parasha, it also appears in Parshas Bechukosai, and Dafka the Midrashim in Parshas Bechukosai address the concept of the klolus. And I want to read you the very first Medrash in Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bechukosai. It references this week's parasha. In Bechukosai Telechu Hado Dechsev. So if you walk in my statutes, so the Medrash Tel Suda Pasuk, the Dovah Melech says, I thought about my path and I brought my legs back to your mitzvahs. Omar David, so Dovah Melech said, Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol yom yom ha'isi mechashiv omer l'mokom ploni beis tira ploni sani holech v'yu ragai mevios ha'isi b'tei k'nis v'b'tei midrashos hado d'chsiv v'ashir ragai d'osecha. The first pshat is that Dovah Melech says to Ribbono Shel Olam, halavai on us, this mandrega, that I thought I was going to business, I thought I was going to do that, but my legs, Vashiva Ragadah, my legs just took me back to the base medrash. Right? Halavai aleinu. Right? 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 So that's the first pshat in the medrash. Then as the medrash says out, another pshat, Ravuna, b'shem Rav Acha, amar chishavti, matan tzcharen shel mitzvos, esaron shel averos, vashiva ragadah d'osecha. I saw that, you know, I did a cheshbon, you know, what the schar is for mitzvahs and what the loss is if you do averus. So then I bring myself back to your mitzvahs because I realize, you know, going against your rotzen is a lot to lose, and to keep your rotzen is a lot to gain. Then another pshat in the medrash. I compared, you know, the brachas in the beginning of the parsha, whether it's this week's parsha, whether it's Parshas Bechukosai, I contrast them with the tochacha, and I see it pays to do the mitzvahs, get the brachas, and it does not pay to go against the Ratzon Hashem. So here's this is the point I wanted to get to, this final pshat. Rav Abba Braid Rav Chia B'Shem Rinalson Omar Chishavti Brachas Chishavti Klolos. So Chishavti Darki is, I thought about the Brachas in the Torah and I thought about the Klolos. Brachos me Aleph Vad Tov. The Brachas go from Aleph to Tov. It's easiest to explain with the Brachas in Parshas Bechukosai because Im Bechukosai Tzarechu Im, and it ends off V'olech Eschem Komemiyut. So it goes from Aleph to Tov. Right? And but the klolos mi vav ad hey, but klolos go from letter vav to hey. Vim lo sishmuli. That's easier to explain for the talking as well. Ve'ein kone is how the talk ends off. So it starts from vim lo sishmuli to ve'ein kone. It goes from vav to hey. So the brachas go from aleph to tav, and the klolos go from vav to hey. V'lo shafuch. Not only that, it's only from two oisias, from vav to hey, but it's also in the reverse order. It should be hey vav. It's vav hey. So, Amar Rav Avin, Im Zachis Rav Echem Klolos the Brachos, Im Zachis Ruchu Torosai Harach Sivim Bechukosai Teichu. The lesson that the Klolos are from Vav to Hey is that's not Osios Kasidron, right? That easily, if we do good, the Ribbono Shel Olam will just flip it around, and the Brachos, the Klolos rather, are Chayzer LeBrachos. You know, David HaMelech is really seriously wondering, you know, what's better? The brachas of the klolos, man, how do I choose? And he makes his decision, well, let's look at the letters, right? You know, that the brachas are aleph to tav, right? And the klolos are from vav to hey, that's a ripoff, right? Because it's only two oisias. The brachas are all the 22 oisis, right? And the klal is just two oisis, and now that's in the wrong order. That's it. I'm going with the brachas. So what's going on over here is something very, very tief, right? It's, of course, if we're talking about pleasure, right? Nice is nicer. That's not a question, right? That, you know, the brachas are preferable, right? But David Melch is asking a very serious inquiry, right? So as we said in the title for his presentation, it does really hurt, but is it real? Right? It's a serious question over here. Is there reality to the klolos, right? Are they equally as real as the brachas are? Right? You know, is the ra just as equally real as the toiv? A very deep philosophical inquiry. Because, you know, my personal pleasure aside, right, I want to know whether the Sitra, the Kedusha, is everything that exists, or is there real room, chas v'sholem, for Sitra? Because if there is real space in reality for Ra, you fall in there, you're stuck. And if there's real, chas v'sholem, it goes deeper than that, right? If there's any reality to Ra, I'll make an allegiance with them, chas v'sholem. Marashiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, you used to challenge us in a mind experiment, right? Let's say you're a country in the Middle East and you're approached by the United States and they say, you know, we want to make a base, you know, in your country. And if you refuse us, you're in trouble with us. Right? Al-Qaeda, comes to you with the same offer, right? We want to make a base of operations in your country, and if you refuse, you're in trouble with Al-Qaeda. Which one would you choose? Right? If you're, you know, leave truth, justice, and the American way, leave that all aside. That's all, you know, that's all platitudes. Like you're concerned with the safety of your people. What? Al-Qaeda. That's from a pure logical view. That's the correct answer. Because it's, go through the scenarios, right? Just think through the possibilities. You only have one possibility that you're safe, that you're with the United States, and the United States wins and vanquishes Al-Qaeda. Nothing left of them. That's the only one scenario, right? You know, you're with the United States, and the United States loses. What's Al-Qaeda going to do to you? Right? You are, right? You're in Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda wins. Matov, right? So now, let's just say, you're with Al-Qaeda, and the United States does win. What are they going to do to you? Nothing. Because they're good, right? The good, they don't have it in them to write, but Al-Qaeda is bad, right? So the worst thing happened to you, right? You're secured with the United States, and they beat you. They'll probably rebuild you, probably the best thing that ever happened to you, right? Right, so as Rashiva, you know, as Rashiva further explained, there is no way in pure logic, if good and evil exist equally, if they're equally as real, there is no way to ever defeat evil, right? Because even if the good, let's say United States outguns, right? You know, Al-Qaeda, right? But they have no morals, so they'll just move the confrontation past a red line that you're not willing to cross. But unfortunately, Hashem Yirachem, why can't Israel just finally defeat the Palestinians? Why? Just like finish it already. You outgun them. It's not possible. Because they use their kids as human shields. They launch rockets from hospitals. Right? They take it past the red line that the good guy is not willing to cross. Right? So why does the good win? I just proved to you. You're always safer siding with the evil. And you shouldn't do that. I'll explain to you, right? But I just explain to you. You know, that's David Melch's inquiry. You know, does Ra have mahus to it? That's what he's asking. So Niflamod, you know, what's Merumas over here, right? So the first thing is that he sees that brachas are from Aleph until Tav, and the klos only from Hey to Vav. So the first point is that, you know, that all the oisius are in the Taiv. All right, and the Ra only has, you know, the space between two oisius. Right. So what's behind that? So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, when he discusses this issue, so he points out an amazing thing. All right, he says, you know, evil only exists, right, in a very, very, you know, only in fragments, only in fragments. If you look at Klal HaOlam, if you look at the Klal, right, it's good. You know, as Rebbe Baruch Shem himself attests, as we created the Klal of Maisa Bereishis, Re'alkim Kitov, Re'alkim Kitov. Right, if you look at the cosmos, it's an amazing place. It's an amazing place, right? You know, and the suffering is generally in individuals, right? Individuals or particular pratim, right? The suffering is in pratim, the klal is toiv, right? So, you know, so let's say chas v'shalom, right? A person say he has a miserable life, right? But he's one person out of millions. He's a speck in history. He's a speck in the cosmos, right? All right, so a person has to like understand that, you know, if he's upset with the life that he has, right, how big is his life? So, you know, so God is unfair, the world's unfair, mapito, right? You have to look at the cloud. And if you look big, you look big, and that's what it means, brachas me'alef v'atov. It's alluding to this word of the Mor Nevuchim, right? That you have to look big. If you look big and you see the whole cosmos, it's ma'rabu ma'asech Hashem. It's niflamoid. Because whatever you could point to as being wrong, dok v'tishkach, it's protim. It's a protistika thing that happened here, you know, or particular individuals. It's only in the space of two oisias. So now someone might say, you know, well, how's that supposed to make me feel better, right? How's it supposed to make me feel better, right? And this carries over to a question someone here asked me a few hours ago regarding the remarks that I said this morning. You know, that the Goyen, you know, could, you know, be happy that he fulfilled Ritzono Shel Makom, that he did the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and someone else got the schar. So, but he didn't get the schar. The divine intent to be mative to him wasn't fulfilled, just both in Klali. Right, the key to this is something Niflamo that the Rav Shimon Shkop writes in his Hakdama to the Sha'arei Yosher. Right, in the in that monumental work, he talks about you know, the conflict that there is, you know, versus working on your own shleimus and being mashpia to help others. And he talks about, you know, it was raging in him. Should he concentrate on his own learning, or, you know, he was the biggest Rosh Hashiva of his time, you know, and he had thousands and thousands of Talmidim. You know, he thought it's a conflict, you know, serve the klal or work on your own shleimus, right? Seemingly it's a, you know, it's a contradiction, but he says it can't be, right? Because no one does, you know, klal work more than the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? And no one's more perfect than the Ribbono Shel Olam. So personal perfection, right, and being mative to others can't be a contradiction. And he says it's a matter of perspective, right? How do you define me? What's the I? So if you just say that the I is just, you know, my body, you know, and my Dalet Amos and not more, right? So then if that's your perspective on self, then your giving to others is depleting from, you know, the time and resources you have for yourself. But maybe I is my community. Maybe I is my city. That's all part of the I, right? Maybe I is, you know, the whole cosmos, and the I is a cog in an amazing machine. So if I define myself in a big way, my chelik, right, in Klal Yisrael, my chelik, you know, I am a part of Klal Yisrael. I am part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. So then the stira is miyushev, because if the nekuda of I extends to, you know, the whole of reality, I view myself as my role in reality. So to help others is to really help myself. Right? But you have to have a big perspective, you know, of, you know, if you have a very, very metzumtzum dika perspective on yourself, that you are just your Dalet Amos, so then, you know, you know, you don't care about, you know, how things are good for others, and you also don't want to serve and help others, because that comes at your expense, Right? But if you define yourself as, you know, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, then that's the me. The me is Klal Yisrael. So to be mative and to help others attain shlemus is your shlemus. Right? And that's, you know, and that's how, you know, we could get some solace if a person feels, okay, but I'm just a prat and I'm not having a good life. But, you know, so you're miserable and you have kashus on the Ribono Shel Olam because you're viewing yourself as the entirety of reality. Put yourself in context of the whole Bria, right? And it's just like, you know, if Baruch Hashem you're healthy, right? But you have a little bit of an infection of your toe, right? Yeah. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have that view of yourself. You're just one toe in reality. So the Goyen also views, you know, I'm Klal Yisrael. Me is Klal Yisrael. And if I did a mitzvah and there was Hatova to Klal Yisrael, I fulfilled the divine Ratzon Lehitiv. Right. But then it goes deeper, right? Which two oasis are the prat? You know, it goes from vav to hey, as opposed to hey to vav. What do the letters hey and vav represent? Right. So the davar niflamo that's brought down in Sfarim, right? That hey represents chomer, matter, and that's why hey is, you know, it's like the most spread out, you know, letter, right? With a lot of gaps, right? You know, matter without form. So it's spread, and it's, of course, it's disjointed, because matter without form is disjointed. Hey is chaymer, right? Vav is tsura, form, right? Because it connects. Vav is a connector. It's a line that connects two dots. It's to put form on the matter. Now, you know, the oasis go hey vav, because it goes from shapeless and formless chaymer to tsura. Take a look at Briyas Olam. Voretz Haisa Tovavo, that's how it starts, from the first instant of creation. Matter was created at the first instance of creation, right? But it was Tovavo. And then in course of the 6 days, and that's all giving tzura to the Chaymer. Yeah, take a look, Yitzira Savlad. So Gemara says the first 40 days, it's Maya Ba'alma, right? First, it's just water, like the world was at the first moment of creation. And then after Arbaim Yom, there's Tzura Savlad. Right? You know, that's a progression that there is in the Bria, and everything is that way, right? You plant a seed in the ground, it decays, right? And then, you know, then the tzura starts taking place, and things move from chomer to tzura. So here's something I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro. Chamisha miodea. Excellent, right? Right, chamisha chom sheter. Shisha miodea. Very good. So said my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira. That's the relationship that Torah Shebichsav has to Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is the chaymer. It's the raw material. But it means that there is not even one mitzvah that you could do based on mikra, based on Torah Shebichsav alone. Even Bris Mila never says where to cut. Right? It doesn't say where. Right. There's not a single mitzvah that you could do that had, so there's good material. What? What?
For example, kibud avim.
Yeah, but we don't know what the gedorim are, right? You don't know what kibud is, right? Yeah, if your parents ask you to jump off the roof, are you chayav to do that? Right? Well, no, I'm saying, so without the Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no tzura, but there's chomer. There's like good values, you know, in general, you should be mechabe peres. It's like a good. What?
I understand last place is,
no, you don't know if it's your big. Oh, you have to do a pepe. Yeah, there's not. So that's the relationship that Torah Shebaal Peh has to Torah Shebaal Peh is a tzura chomer relationship. The Torah Shebichsav gives us the chomer, the material, and that's very valuable material. It's a lot of, you get the gist. There's a lot of, you know, musar, you know, but the tzura. Right, the tzura comes from the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? So there's a chamish kudar, shisha sidrei mishnah. So Reb Tzadik HaKohen in one of his books says it slightly, that, you know, five represents flat space, flat, right? So the four corners and the center. Six, Zok Reb Tzadik, right, represents three dimensions, because three dimensions, each have 6 points. There are six vav ktsavas. Right? Let's say, you know, width has right, left, height has up, down, and depth has in, out. Right. You know, so Torah Shebaal Peh makes Torah go 3D. You know how to put it into action. Right. So that's the Ribon Shel Olam style, that things go from Chomer to Tzura. So even in our Limud, we start Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Eser LeMishnah, right? Just like the kid is developing, right? And you know, and that's what maturing is, get more and more of a Tzura. Right? More and more of a Tzura. So also in our learning, we go from Mikra to Mishnah, we go from Chomer to Tzura, and from there to even more and more refined Tzura. Right? So what Dok V'Tishkach, an amazing thing, right? Anything that you'll call Klola, is that there's a reversal of the process. There's a regression of something losing its tzura and reverting back to chaimer, right? You know, health, God forbid, you know, you're breaking down. You know, you're losing the tzura, aging, any form of decay, any form of lack, right? Because you know the matter is always there. Because we know the law of conservation of matter. Matter could be neither created nor destroyed. Well, what in calamities, what's being lost is the tzura. So that's what it means. Klolos mivav lehei. It's going in the reverse order, right? It's the process of creation is being reversed. You know, you're regressing from vav back to hey. Right? Dok v'tishkach. Everything's that way. Anything you'll call bad, if you analyze it, you know, whether the economy's bad, everything, you know, a certain tzura is being lost, a certain aspect of chaos that was introduced, and that's what's, you know, creating, you know, the calamity. So now you have to ask yourself, you know, right, if everything goes from chomer to tzura, right, you know, as a per, you know, go from, you know, let's say, Yetzirah Savlat, first 40 days, Maya Balma, then he gets a Tzura, and then he gets, you know, and the Indian of becoming a bar mitzvah, right, and becoming a married man, these are all Madregas of Shemus, it's all more Tzura, right, you know, it's a refinement of the Tzura, it's not Chaimer, right. So now, why is it that, you know, past your prime, right, so things go the other way? Why does something not last forever? Why does it go? At one point it goes, you know, and then, you know, that's what aging is, that's what the breakdown of health is, you know. It's all because of Chet Adam Rishon. Let's say Adam Rishon would have not eaten from Yetzer Das, right? He would have only continued to go from higher refinement to higher refinement, higher refinement. But what we can take out from the fact that everything starts from Chaimer to Tzura, that's its Yesod V'Shoyrish, right? That's the way it is B'Shoyrish, that's what it is at the root level, at the elemental level, right? And what happens, the reversals that happen later down the line, it shouldn't have happened. It really should have gotten more refined and more refined and more refined, even higher and higher Tzuras, which will taka be Lasi Lavo, B'Mehra B'Yameinu. And we discussed this Thursday night, you know, Leil Shishi, but by Trias HaMeisim. We discussed this, how, you know, the body, the resurrected body, won't decay and die. It'll constantly evolve into a higher tzura of ruchnias, right? So that's what it means, you know, that Dalmar sees that, you know, so things that the existence of evil is in fragments, but not in the cloud of the Metzias. And of course, you know, the prat is bottled to the cloud. So the brachas of me'alef atov, and the cloud is just in between two otiot, it's just in the pratim, right? Dok v'tishkach. You just have to be big-minded to have that, you know, to see it, and that should make you feel better. Have a bigger perspective of what the eye is. Don't just look at the eye as just, you know, ends here. You know, the eye is, you know, klal yisrael. The eye is your place in history, right? All right, but then there's also the idea that the whole Metzius of Ra is a mutant Metzius, that it goes into reverse flow of Vav back to Hay. That the Tzura, you know, that the Ribon Shel Olam, the Teva is to, for lack of a better word, evolve and go from Chomer to Tzura and from that to a higher Tzura. And this is an artificial pushback. It's regression. And that's what it means. It's easy to turn around Be'etzem, because, you know, these things should never exist, even in Protim. Even in Protim, it's just in the reverse flow, from the Vav back to the Hay, from Tzura back to Chomer, right? And this is what David HaMelech is teaching us, that we have to realize that, you know why good will ultimately win? because evil is not real like the good is, right? Because it's on the simplest level, it's the difference between the prat and the klal. Of course, the prat is bottled to the klal, right? But even in the prat itself, it's in a mutant direction. It's in a regressive direction against the grain of the way the bria is be a soidai, which will be restored. Merabi Amenu and Rebarshab. That this is the step one to being mizgaber over the ra, which includes defeating the Eitzara. Right? He plays a big game. He barks a loud bark. Right, there's a the Chovas HaTalmidim brings a medrash, L'mal Yetzahara Doima. Right, a man is traveling and there's a guy at the crossroads, no arms, no legs, but he's got a big stick, right? And everyone passes by, so he threatens them, I want your money or I'm going to hit you with my stick. What's he got a stick? Achaba Pikeach Echad realizes he has no arms and no legs. He takes the stick and he beats him. Right, that's the Yetzahara. It's a Chazal. Right, as much as it really hurts, but we have to have the emuna that even though it really hurts, it's not real, and that gives us the koch to be mizgaber over it, right? Because if you think it's as real as the tov, you're toast, right? The ikar yisod of defeating the ra, step one, and not to be frightened by the ra, right, and not to be put down by it, and not to be discouraged by it, is to understand it's not real like the bracha is. Brachas me'alef v'atav, klolos are just me'vav ad hey, v'lodav shafuchas. And when we realize that hafuchas, this shouldn't even exist. With that, when we come to our kardei, Baruch Hashem, hofech the klol bracha kenyan b'mer b'yameinu.